And I don't know just how it happened, but I got interested in what was going on up there. I mean, the people, mm-hmm. and the testing, and the, I mean, particularly the, all these scientists, mm-hmm. that were making studies. And I mean, this was very interesting. And so I began looking, and they let me use the photographers at the printing plant, mm-hmm. who hadn't had a chance to take kind of pictures they wanted to take either. And we went out, and the first place that they took me to was Cane Springs. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, Cane Springs, beautiful little stream going by, and this tree, and this cabin, and it's lovely. But I did a story on it, mm-hmm. and put the picture on the thing, and that week we needed 2 pages mm-hmm. for the bulletin. And you know, we just began doing it and going out to more places, to White Rock, to and getting many, many stories. And eventually, I mean, I said it would be nice if we'd have a little, you know, just have a little publication, and we got it. Mm-hmm. And I got some people to help to work with me. I got a typist, mm-hmm. and it just kind of grew like that. But that is the truth. I mean, about nobody was paying any attention to the corrals where they'd you know, that have been used, and the history of the place. And it had a big history before the test site began there.
Right.
And things like when they had a dedication of the post office. Mm-hmm. The dedication of the post office turned Mercury from a construction camp into a town. Mm-hmm. And this was important. Mm-hmm. The Postmaster General, he wasn't here, but he wrote a letter, and I mean, this was important to change the status of this town, and all the things that began happening and so forth, and particularly this work that they were doing, and the people that were there from universities and from, And believe me, nobody had paid attention to it. And I was amazed, sort of, because during the 50s, I got up there that one time at night.
Right.
And got scared to death. but they had dormitories, they had cafeterias, they had swimming pool. They had a really good baseball diamond, I mean, and, mm-hmm. and they had good, it was a theater. Mm-hmm. it had grown into a town.
Yes.
And it was, everything wasn't good. Mm-hmm. I mean, the road from the road outside into Mercury, it had all this, one spring, it had all this beautiful mallow, mm-hmm. orange flowers growing there. And the next day it was gone. And the oil trucks had been out there killing that nasty stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that publishing things kind of grew a little awareness of the, but you heard it from people, you heard it from this terrible place. Everything's the same. I mean, there's no, this is so boring, mm-hmm. and it isn't boring. Mm-hmm. There's almost every inch of it you can find, you know, some, it's very interesting. It was a very great outdoor laboratory.
Right.